Ladies and gentlemen, TK has joined us here, the winner of the Iowa Corn Indy 250 presented by Pioneer. Tony, I said you had to get better in our initial news conference, and you proved me right there. This is Tony's first win since Richmond of 2008, which ironically enough, of course, was the other short track under a mile. And he just hasn't had very good luck here at Iowa Speedway. He's always fast, and then something happens. He was usually caught up in turn two somewhere. But today, it was nearly flawless. Of course, Tony drives for Andretti Autosport in 7-Eleven Slurpee entry. This is the second win for Andretti Autosport this year. Ryan Hunter White Ray won in Long Beach earlier. And this is Tony's 14th Izod IndyCar win, which is pretty darn impressive in and of itself. Tony, the first question is the obvious one. The length of the streak of not entering victory lane, how good does it feel to drive that 7-Eleven Slurpee car through the crowds and into Pizza Ranch victory lane here at Iowa Speedway?
The pizza felt really good, actually. It tasted pretty good.
Just like the milk, right?
Oh, yeah. Well.
Okay, not quite that good.
Let's not go there. I mean, it feels awesome. I think a win is always a win. I win on Father's Day. My son hadn't seen me win a race yet. He's not here, but I'm pretty sure he was watching on TV back in Brazil. You know, 2.5 years. He's 2 years and 8 months, so he hadn't seen me win a race yet. So I'm happy, and obviously it feels good to be in Victor's Circle for sure.
Tell us about your race. I mean, you were competitive from the get-go. I mean, you started deeper in the field, I'm sure, than you would have liked, but you were able to move up pretty effectively, obviously using some of those push-to-passes. And, boy, when you got into that battle with Dario Franchitti, it was the pitched battle of all time here at Iowa Speedway. Had the fans on their feet.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good car. I made a mistake in qualifying, shot myself in the foot, because if you guys look at the 2 first sessions in the morning – yesterday we were pretty strong. So you know, last night I gotta thank my two teammates, Ryan and Marco, for they came to the truck and they gave me a talk, which I usually do that to them, which it was, I was impressed by that. And they said, man, come on, we have a good car. And we thought about doing the setup together, and we did. Marco was a little bit more aggressive, and actually it didn't work for him, but I mean, Ryan was right there. And you know, it's and when you win from 15th and you pass every single car in the racetrack, I mean, it's definitely a winning car. So I knew I had one. The boys did a great job in the pit stops. And the battle with Dario was awesome because I was smiling the whole time. I'm not kidding. He's my best friend, and we're just really having fun. It was like it was a race in a race. We just – at that point, I'm pretty sure he was laughing too. It was we're just like, you know, enjoying the moment and I hope the fans enjoyed it. And with Elio, too. I mean, Elio just brought me back so many memories. It's been 25 years that we've been racing against each other. And, you know, it was pretty good. I was trying not to hit him because we got to fly back home together. It was going to be an awkward flight if that happened. So,
well, two guys just having a friendly little race on a Sunday afternoon in Iowa with thousands of people just screaming their lungs out. And they really got a charge out of watching you guys race, and it was fun for everybody, obviously including the two of you.
No, for sure. And I want to thank the fans, the Iowa Corn Growers as well, for putting this event together. I mean, I said we need more short ovals in this series because this is real racing. This is the way to race, and I think you guys saw it, and we proved that. So I was very excited about the race that we did, not because we won, but I mean, even seeing the guys in the front when I wasn't in the front racing that hard. And I think the fans enjoyed that, and they're going to keep coming back if we keep racing like this.
There is no doubt. Let's have some questions from the media.
You're now 45 out of the lead. Talk about how this victory can help catapult you in a championship drive.
Well, we got to keep doing it. I mean, it's a long way to go, but when I said all along this year that we were better than last year, a lot of people twist their noses and didn't believe it. I mean, we are, and we just got to keep working on it. I mean, we have now a few road and street courses coming up, which we were really strong, and you know, we're there. I mean, I think we got to keep digging, and we're still not up there yet. We're still not at the place that I wanted it to be as far as a team, but all we can do is it's get our heads together and keep working on it.
Tony, just given yesterday and how difficult qualifying was, and talking to those guys, what was it like in between? Like, you're getting ready to go to bed, knowing also what had happened here before, and to come out and have this kind of perfect day. I mean, I wonder what went through your mind in preparation for this.
You should ask my girlfriend how in a bad mood I was last night. But I was a tough day yesterday. But I think with my experience and the things that I've been through, my career and my racing career and my actually personal life, I kind of, every time something happens that I have to overcome, I think I'm better at it. I'm probably better managing the damage than actually managing a good situation. And I went to bed and in a really bad mood, right, babe? And I woke up okay. I was quiet and concentrated, but once I would jump in the car, I had to concentrate to make the right changes for the race, and then be smart not to get caught in any accidents and not to crash in turn two like I did the last 3 years. And once I put my helmet on, I didn't remember anything. I said, I got to move to the front, and I'll do the best I can.
Tony, were you surprised at all how racy the track was today? It ran like a super speedway. You guys seemed to be able to run practically anywhere on the track, and with all the talk about the bump outside of turn one, it just seemed like you guys were doing it with impunity.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. I think I got a pretty good idea after the first two sessions yesterday how the race was going to go. And the bump, it's a bump, guys. It's there. It's always going to be there, and it's something that it belongs to the track. I wouldn't change that. I think adds to the race. Like we had the push to pass. Iowa has the bump, and we'll leave the bump there.
Factor of competition.
Yeah, well, and I think in such a smooth oval like this, and with the banking the way it is, it's something that adds to the race, because you got to set up your car for that bump as well. Or either you avoid it, or if you go through it, you got to work through it. So, the bump itself, I should be mad because I hit that bump and I crashed 3 years in a row because of that. But I still think it's something that needs to be there. If it doesn't get any worse, it should be there.
Further questions? Luke with AP.
Tony, is there something, I guess, poetic, or you stop and think? You have had worse luck here than any driver in the series, and now you come today and run such a great race. You win by 4 seconds. Have you stopped to think about all that?
I had 3 years to think about why I didn't finish. And when I came here, people kept reminding me that, and that I led every time, a lot of laps, and never won. I remember the first year I led crash. By the time I got on my plane and got home, I watched Dario win the race from home. So that was not good. That means I left the race pretty early. But I don't let those things affect me. I think every track, after you race for so many years, every track is going to have some history, and somebody's going to bring something out that happened to you. I go to Indy every year, and it's the same thing. I've been there. I led many times. I never won. I was always in a position, and this was the same thing. And I just think that those are just facts. Those are just things that we can go look at the facts and we can change that. And like I said, I never finish. And when I finish first. So now we have a different story.
So I guess the old saying, in order to finish first, you first have to finish.
Exactly.
Is true. Other questions for Tony?
Tony, you talked about, I think, when you were here earlier, that you were going to get a World Cup updates during the race. How did that work out, given how well you're running?
I didn't have time to ask, but Kika, my assistant, as soon as I got out of the car, she said that Brazil had won by 3-0, so I was happier. But I wasn't thinking about that, I have to say. I didn't have time this time, and I think the Brazilians, we don't need a lot of reasons, or we need a small reason to go potty. Now we have plenty of reasons. We have two Brazilians in the podium. We won a game. I think it must be holiday tomorrow at home for sure.
Another question. Yes, sir.
How about the first pit stop? Looked like it got a little crowded down there. Kind of looked like your dirt race at Eldora a couple of weeks ago.
Actually, I'm thinking that I'm going to go do another race next week on the dirt, because it brought me a lot of luck and a lot of skills. But, it got crazy. you know, in a tight track like this and in a, such a difficult race with a lot of passing, but it's very hard to follow a car. Everybody try to make it on the stop. And when you have all the stops under the yellow flag that everybody comes in together, it's always going to be a drama at somehow. Me and Adia, we almost touched. Ryan, my teammate, you know, took my front tire with him. And my crew chief was looking around. And I'm sitting in the pits with three tires and the other one was gone. But those things happen in the race. And those things that, you know, it's a characteristic of the short ovals. I mean, pits are very narrow. And, you know, with the competition the way it is nowadays, everybody try to gain everything they can everywhere.
Is there a final question for TK before we cut him loose and let him go get comfortable? Enjoy a little after-race libation.
Andrew's going to leave me here. He's probably on the plane already.
If there are none, Tony, thank you very much.
Thank
Congratulations on your win in the Iowa Corn Indy 250. And keep it up, man.